This is the Recency Bias. Good morning, Zach Vanoss, along with you here. Or good afternoon, good evening, good night. I don't know when you're listening to this. But it is your morning after mini pod, and I am Zach Vanoss, along with you here, following up a Thursday night contest, the first in 5 days for your Montreal Canadiens. Their first at home in nearly a year, I believe. First at home of the season, obviously. Calgary Flames at the Bell Center to get the homestand started. They'll be playing two against the Flames. It's Price v. Rittich in this one. The Canadiens, they keep rolling. The Habs, for the moment, cannot be stopped. A 4-2 win on Thursday night. And 4-2 makes it sound closer than it was. If you didn't get a chance to see it, the Canadiens dominated this game. Carey Price didn't get the shutout, absolutely deserved it, and it was two very late goals that cost them the shutout. But that wasn't, you know, that's kind of what you're left thinking about after the game's over. But that wasn't really the story of the game. Starting thoughts for you from that Thursday night contest. I wondered if it was going to be a bit of a trap game for the Habs. You know, coming back, rested up after 5 days, maybe just not quite ready. There's that thing about teams coming home after a long road trip. That first game doesn't usually go well for them. Not the case, evidently. Thought we'd get a chance to figure out who these Flames are and get our first impressions of them. I don't know what to make of the Flames, to be honest, after that game. Look forward to seeing them again Saturday, rounding out that picture a little better. See what goes there. And how about that announcement? They got the frontline workers to introduce all the players. I thought that was pretty cool. I enjoyed that. And I enjoyed the anthem. It was a bit weird sounding because it went to jump through some cadences as you had all the old anthem singers singing it. Jeanette closing it out. It was good. I enjoyed that as well. What are you going to do? I mean, it's an empty building. And like Sean was saying when we did the big pod on Wednesday night, if you haven't heard that yet, if you missed it in your feed, there was a bit of an issue with anyone who was listening on Apple Podcasts. It failed to upload the first time. It didn't take. Spotify, Stitcher, you're all good, but it listen on rabbithabs.com or themontrealbias.com. You can listen to all those places. But yeah, Apple Podcasts for some reason wasn't working. So if you didn't see it for some reason, it should be in your feed now. It's called a 9-year plan. Sean and I got to do on the big one. And yeah, as Sean was saying on that one, you just imagine how that place would have sounded with people in it. But the Canadiens did their best to keep the energy going, that's for sure. Certainly had me enthralled at home. It was a great game to watch on Thursday night. Lucic, Tkachuk. Let's see these guys, big old jerks on the Flames. Are the Flames the bullies of the Canadian division? I think so. I don't know if they've got the strength to do it. They feel like the bullies. Yeah, 4-2 win. To say it, it was 4-0 until very, very late. It felt like it should have been a 4-0 game. So here's how it goes down. The Habs, they drew the first penalty. Hook and call about 8 minutes in. And yeah, remember the power play used to be a dreadful thing? No longer the case. Goes to work. Brendan Gallagher with a pretty, 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 pretty pass. Corey Perry, that net front presence beauty pass over to Gallagher, who buries it, as I say, his third on the season. Canadiens up 1-0 midway through the first frame. 4 minutes later, Lindholm would get called for hooking. And Shea Weber, his first real slap shot of the season. Nice setup by Toffoli, gaining in the zone there. Deflected off Calgary's stick and in. Canadians had themselves a 2-0 lead after one with a couple power play goals. Shots, though, were 8-9 for Calgary, but the score was 2-0 for your Montreal Canadiens. Things kept going awesome. 8 minutes, 19 seconds into that second frame. Anderson caught Kanyemi with the shot, the deflection off the goalie, and Anderson knocking it out of the air and in. Nice little hand-eye coordination on that one from Anderson. Habs led 3-0 at that point. Less than 2 minutes later, Byron gets called for interference. And that's good news, because the Canadiens' penalty kill cannot be stopped. With 25 seconds left in the frame, Toffoli is 6th on the season, but really the hero, because Toffoli, he struggled a little bit with it. But it did go in. But yeah, the hero on that play, the hero every day in my heart, is Nick Suzuki. Oh my God. A flip pass through the air. Once again, the same thing that we were talking about, I've been talking about on the recency bias all season long, that we went a little bit deeper into when we did the big pod on Wednesday night. His awareness is incredible. He just does things. This is, I'm repeating myself from the last show on this one, but he doesn't just do the right thing, he does the next level thing. And that's what he did on that pass to Toffoli. I guess I remember Subban doing a few of those, but just beauty. Flipped it, Toffoli's off to the races. Struggled, as I said, a little bit, but or a lot of bit. But he put it past Rittich. So the Canadiens led 4-0. And Lucic got called for a penalty. That was about all we saw from Milan. Oh no, actually he scored. Up to that point, that was all we'd seen from Milan Lucic. But he actually did score. Jerk. Price made some really solid saves in the late going too. That's the disappointing part. He was saving his shutout, but nope. We did see a little bit of chippy shit ahead of Saturday night when they'll be meeting again. We'll see. I think these Flames, they might have a little more grit to them than the Vancouver Canucks. So we shall see what their revenge looks like. See how they counter when things get going on Saturday night. That one's gonna be fun. I'm looking forward to it already. Already on this Friday morning. Middling thoughts in the games. Just one thing I wanted to point out is Nick Suzuki, his game point streak since the start of the season. Well, it's game 7. That means it's a 7-game streak. Again, goals on the night from Weber, Toffoli, Anderson, Gallagher. A couple assists from Drouin. I believe he was the first star of the game. Kotkaniemi with a pair of assists. He's racking up the points pretty quick there, Kotkaniemi now. Perry, Petrie, and yeah. As I said, Suzuki also with a point on the night. 2 for 3 on the power play, 1 for 4 on the penalty kill. Or 3 for 4 on the penalty kill is a better way to say that. 1 for 4 on scoring on the penalty kill. But that's just how they do these days. Price was very good in this game. Definitely deserved his first shutout in the season. Unfortunately, one was just a soft one, but they were on the power play. Calgary was, because the first goal was challenged by Claude Julien. I agreed. Challenge, maybe they get an offside. It looked very close. You're trying to preserve the shutty for Carey Price. Instead, he lets that one counts, and then he got beat, just kind of surprised by the final one with, I don't know, some odd minute, seconds left. I was half paying attention at that point, to be honest. I was already writing my notes. They look good. They look good. That's my parting thoughts. This team is really good and everyone knows it now. We were hesitant on the big pod just because of the competition. Now, I don't know really. Again, we don't know where the Flames are, but it was another convincing win. At some point, you can only play who you can play. And if we're beating up half the division, that bodes well. Didn't score 5, though. So their goal, goals per game average is actually going to fall because they only scored 4. So no non-existent chicken wings from the can't go into them casual spa. Oh, and Alexis Lafreniere, he who would never be for the Canadiens, he got his first in the NHL on Thursday night. How about that? It was an OT game winner. Well, I guess anything in OT is a game winner, but that's what it was. How about that? Time on ice, Weber led the team with 23:07. Suzuki leads all forwards with 17:54. On the low end, though, with Lehkonen in 12 minutes. So, again, the Canadians rolling those lines pretty consistently. Just 5 minutes, 54 seconds difference between their top ice time earner in Nick Suzuki, the greatest kid in the world, and Arturi Lehkonen, who we all love. Ça continue. Indeed. Find me on Twitter at ZachDropsTweets. Of course, at the Montreal Bias is the podcast. And if you follow that, you will get this podcast promoted to you. And then on this podcast, I will promote that Twitter feed. It's a useless cycle. And of course, at Rabid Habs for all the info, everything that's coming from the website. A lot of good stuff as we start this season, as I'm saying. Okie dokie. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy the first part of your Saturday. Flames and Habs will do it again. I'm excited. I'm already looking forward to it. I'm loving this season. This is great. All right. Take care.